10, Colleen and Kurt. And I can make your hands clap. On Star 102.5.
Talking about bartenders.
They did a survey of bartenders about the things that bartenders wish their customers knew. By the way, they don't like it when you whistle. Don't whistle or wave money to get their attention. You're not winning any points.
No, you're not. I did it briefly. I didn't really like it. I didn't really like bartending. People are rude.
Of course.
Drunk people are really rude.
I think it would just be horrible.
Shoving their way up, and it's like, can you not see that everybody and their brother wants a drink here?
Right. So that's why those of you who do it and are in good spirits, I am especially impressed with.
Okay. And also, when the bar is packed and you come up there, what can I get for you? Well, this is not the time to not know.
Right. I've seen bartenders just skip right past those people. Yeah. Like, you have a second or two when it's that crowded. And then if you can't put in your order, they're on to the you lost. They're on to the next person.
Makes sense to me. 280-1025. All right, how about you?
I may be cute and little, but that doesn't mean when I say I'm going to mace you, it's a joke.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah, I've threatened to mace a few people, and they just think it's cute and endearing, but I really will.
I don't know why anybody would think you don't mean it.
I carry it around in my back pocket for every shift.
Yeah, I would too if I did what you did.
I take you serious, for the record.
Yeah, I would too. You don't even need to show me. Just I believe you.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
It's a local call to your local show.
What a concept, right?
280-102.5.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.